This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, let's have some fun, shall we? Glad to have you here on a Thursday. It's the rent-to-riot mentality overtaking the Democrats. They've lost their good sense. They've lost their sense of direction, I believe, so let's help them out. Hey, liberals, let's go over Putin's evil plan to destroy America. Let's go over the evil plan by Vladimir Putin to get America destroyed. First, get Trump elected, which will result in securing the borders, rebuilding the military, creating a booming economy, create U.S. energy independence and dominance worldwide, fix and secure national infrastructure, fill the courts with conservative judges, dump damaging and costly regulations, forge new alliances with Saudi Arabia and other Middle Eastern countries. This is apparently part of the master plan by Vladimir Putin to destroy America. You start with getting Donald Trump elected. Liberals are so mad at the president, though, because they're so mad you'd think he stole 90% of the Haitian relief fund or sold 20% of our uranium to Russia or let innocent Americans die in Benghazi. They're so angry you'd think that, so what's worse? Russia meddling in the election, and I want something to define, I want one of these brilliant, I want Swalwell, this dolt from California, member of Congress, I want him to explain, what is meddling? Just say meddling. Does it sound ominous? Meddling. Meddling is like fooling around, or meddling to me doesn't sound like a safe. Russian meddling in the election. Meddling. At any rate, what's worse, Russian meddling in the election by sending Facebook posts and tweets to who knows how many, it was 100,000 people, 1 million people, whatever it was. Is that worse? Or is it worse when Democrats fight every step of the way to prevent states from cleaning up voter rolls? Or to ask for ID before someone casts a ballot. If you're really worried about election meddling and dishonesty, and you're really concerned that elections be as accurate as possible and only the right people cast ballots, then why on earth would anyone stand opposed to voter ID? Every state in America has made it so that state-issued IDs are free. And most places make it so that if you can't get to where you need to get one, transportation will be provided. So maybe voter ID should be mandatory to ensure that only American citizens are voting. But then again, we don't want that, do we, Democrats? We don't want just Americans voting. We want as many of these people coming across the border to vote as possible. Now, isn't that true? And let's go back to something, and I'm going to use PolitiFact, PolitiFact.com, a very left-wing website that seems to support only political facts when they help the left, but I'm going to go to PolitiFact because I wanted to go back to something that I heard Putin say during the press conference in Helsinki that has gotten very little coverage. Very little attention, and maybe it should get a bit more, so we'll give it a bit of love here today. Vladimir Putin offered a novel idea to advance the Russia investigation during that press conference. He said, Bob Mueller can come over. If Russian investigators were allowed to go to the United States to dig into a alleged tax evasion by American-born financier Bill Browder and his associates. Bill Browder has earned over $1.5 billion in Russia, Putin said through the translator. They never paid any taxes. Then he went on to say this. They sent a huge amount of money, over $400 million, as a contribution to the campaign of Hillary Clinton. Well, that's their personal case. It might have been legal, the contribution itself, but the way the money was earned was illegal. Did Browder's associate, this again is PolitiFact, PolitiFact asking the question, did Browder's associates send $400 million to Hillary Clinton's campaign? The answer is no, they say. We found 17,700 donated to Clinton and 297,000 donated to the Democratic National Committee, the DNC. But as you all know, Hillary Clinton and her people, Podesta, John Podesta, took over the DNC. Because when they arrived, the DNC was broke, and they said, that's fine, we'll come run the DNC, but we'll have full control over it. In effect, the DNC was nothing more than an extension of the Hillary Clinton campaign. So what we have here then is about $315,000. $315,000 that PolitiFact says was given to the Hillary Clinton campaign by this Mr. Browder. The Russians say that Browder and his partners at Ziff Brothers Investments, a New York venture capital firm, illegally siphoned billions of rubles out of the country. To add salt to the wound, Browder had led the charge to pass the 2012 Magnitsky Act, a law that penalizes Russian officials suspected of sanctioning the death of Browder's lawyer, Sergei Magnitsky, in a Russian prison. The Ziff Brothers came up during the June 2016 meeting at Trump Tower between Donald Trump Jr. and others, and Natalia Veselnitskaya, a Russian lawyer who had promised some dirt on the Hillary Clinton campaign, according to the transcripts from Senate Judiciary Committee interviews. Veselnitskaya's materials described the Ziffs as Democratic donors. Although Trump's son said they both gave to Democrats and Republicans, but Veselnitskaya says this is a guy that gives to Democrats. So PolitiFact reached out to the Russian embassy and the Russian consulate in Washington to get details on the $400 million donation and has not heard back. Given that Veselnitskaya tied Browder and the Ziff brothers together, we researched their political donations. And they found a $110,000 donation to the Clinton Foundation. Now remember, this is a left-leaning organization here. In the 2016 election cycle, the Ziff Brothers Investments gave $1.7 million, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. Nearly two-thirds, or about $1.1 million, went to Democratic committees and the rest to Republicans, but the vast majority to Democrats and so forth. And you can just go down the list. DNC, $297,000. Democratic State Central Committee in Louisiana, $35,000. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, $40,000. Democratic Party of Montana, $29,000. Democratic Executive Committee of Florida, $28,000. And the list goes on and on and on. The reason I'm explaining all of this to you is imagine if this were on the other foot. If old Vladdy had said, you know, we gave $400 million to Donald Trump and there was no proof of that, and only $300,000 can be tracked down as going to Donald Trump's campaign, would that be of any interest to the echo chamber media? Would that be of interest to those folks there, or they ignore it the same way they're ignoring this one? There's something for you to consider. 14 after on a Thursday. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.